Good morning and a welcome to each one. It's a blessing to be gathered in the house of the Lord this morning, where we can experience warm fellowship. This past week, I read a short article. Some of you may get the periodical Plain Things, and on the back there was a short reading that sort of was the inspiration for my thoughts this morning. The title of this reading is Musings on Missions. And just sort of, what is missions? It's written in sort of a poetic style, so. Goes, I would like to know, is mission work deciding to dedicate your life to spreading the gospel? Or is it dedicating your every moment to walking with Christ? Is it digging a foundation for a mission compound in Africa? Or is it digging potatoes in the community garden? I would like to know, is mission work taking Bibles across the border into China? Or is it teaching your five-year-old the 23rd Psalm? Is it carrying the gospel to Muslims in Pakistan? Or is it carrying your sister's burden to the Lord in prayer? I would like to know, is mission work opening a soup kitchen in Romania? Or is it making a meal for a tired new mother? Is it fitly running the rugged trails to a remote village in Mexico? Or is it faithfully running a shop metal press to make stove parts? I would like to know, is mission work teaching English as a second language in Indonesia? Or is it teaching children to read in a church school? Is it volunteering to distribute seeds in the Ukraine for 6 weeks? Or is it volunteering to help in someone's produce field for 6 months? I would like to know, is mission work rebuilding homes after a hurricane in Alabama? Or is it building a neighbor's house during community work day? Is it being Mother Teresa to orphans in India? Or is it being a loving mother to your own children? I would like to know, does mission work mean having a mission board and a missions fund? Or does it mean praying for your ministry and sharing financial loads? Does it cause people to be martyrs faithful unto death? Or does it cause Christians in the church to be faithful in that which is least? I would like to know, does God put higher value on souls won from city streets or on souls that come to him from within the church? Is there more reward in leading one soul to God on the foreign field or in keeping one struggling soul from backsliding? I would really like to know, is mission work either or neither? Is mission work one or the other? Is mission work any or all of these? And if it is, does that make you and I missionaries? I thought there were some good things to think about in here. What truly is mission work? And unless we are missionaries here where we are right now, we never will make a good one on the foreign field either. And I think it just sort of brings it into perspective that whatever we do, we are to do it as unto the Lord, and that is mission. Whether it is cooking a meal for your children, going out on the job every day, providing for the family, it is the common mundane things that become mission and builds the kingdom of God. In Matthew 25, it's a familiar passage where Christ gives the account where the sheep and the goats are in front of him, the sheep on the right hand and the goats on the left. And the things that he says to those on the right says, then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered. And I'd like for you to note, as we go down through this list, I think there are things here that people can do world over. It's not restricted to a certain state or a certain country. It is something that is present everywhere where people are. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. I think the account that Michael John read on Wednesday evening, this really went well with this, the idea that mission is doing the things for people who you are with. It's meeting the needs that you are presented with on a daily basis. In the story of the Good Samaritan in Luke 10, Christ tells this story. You know, the Levite and the priest, they went by this man who fell among the robbers, got beaten up, and so on. They just walked past him, but the Samaritan came along, and he took care of him, met his needs. And then at the end of that account, Jesus is asking this lawyer and saying, now, which of these three was neighbor to him that fell among the thieves? And he responded with, well, it was the man who took care of him. It was the Samaritan. And Jesus simply said, go and do likewise. And I think that constitutes mission for us, is meeting the needs of people who we are acquainted with. That is mission. In John 7:38, Jesus talks about, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Now, I've wondered already if our perspective and God's perspective is the same on what rivers of living water are. You know, sometimes we have these ideas of, you know, it's the evangelists who really go out and preach and win souls for the Lord. They really have the rivers of living water flowing out of them. But I wonder, from God's perspective, if it's not more just cheerfully doing the daily mundane tasks, and we do it as to the Lord, whether it's serving our family a meal, or it's going visiting an elderly neighbor, it's washing the dishes, it's doing the regular jobs, and as we do it heartily as unto the Lord, I wonder if that isn't a little more what the rivers of living water are from God's perspective. Just a few thoughts on that. In 1 Thessalonians 1, the Thessalonians were an example of a people who I believe had mission in mind. In 1 Thessalonians 1, Paul is referring to them, how the gospel came to them and they received it with joy. And verse 7 starts then, so that ye were examples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. And so these Thessalonians, they were examples to other people on how Christianity should be lived out. And we don't have a lot of details on exactly how that was lived out. But they were an example. And as it says in verse 8, it says, from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad. I sort of get the picture that the news spread word of mouth rather than sending a lot of missionaries out is the idea I get. Is that accurate? I'm not sure. But I think they were an example that people noticed that they are living a life that is different. Now remember, the news reached Achaia, and in 1 Corinthians 16, verse 15, Paul is writing here and saying to the people at Corinth, I beseech you, brethren, ye know the house of Stephanas, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints, or devoted themselves to the ministry of the saints, that ye submit yourselves unto such, and to everyone that helpeth with us and laboreth. And so Paul is encouraging them, take note of people who serve the saints, who serve the local body, if you please, and take care of them. I like that, the way it states there, how Stephanas, that they have, the house of Stephanas, that they have addicted or devoted themselves to the ministry of the saints. And that is something that each one of us can do, to devote ourselves to taking care of each other as a body. Paul was a missionary in the terms that we think of as missionary. He went out to teach and to preach and to bring lost people to God. And this morning, my thoughts are not anti going abroad to spread the gospel. I am for it. But I would say this, that going abroad will be pretty futile unless you are a missionary at home first. If you have the idea of, I can impact people out there, I don't think you'll succeed unless you are impacting people right here first of all. Right here is the training ground for mission work. And as you are faithful in that, and then God calls you abroad, you can have your training taken place within the local, in the local environment. 2 Timothy 3 talks about in the last days, perilous times shall come, and how men shall be lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. They're going to be unthankful. They're going to be disobedient to authorities. They're going to break their promises and a list of things. And I think it's important that we as a body take a stand and encourage each other to stand so that we don't succumb to the influences that are out there. We are living in an environment where people love pleasure more than God. And so let's, as a body, encourage each other. In Colossians 3:17, this reminds us that whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. And then in verse 23, it says, whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. And as we do that, that is mission for us, whether it is right here, within the church, within the community, and also as God calls individuals to foreign places. Let's do it in the name of the Lord Jesus, whether it's doing the carpentry job, milking the cows, cooking meals, washing clothes, it is mission. Shall we kneel in prayer? Father in heaven, I just thank you for the way that you encourage us to be faithful in the everyday situations that we face. And just help us to remember to do it heartily as to you and to do it with cheerfulness and thankfulness. Thank you, Lord, for the mission that you have given to us right here within the church. And help us to be an encouragement to each other, to help each other to stand firm, and to be a light, like a light that's on a hilltop, a city that's on a hilltop that cannot be hid, so that men see and will believe. Let's pray your blessing and direction on the service, on the Sunday school lesson. Let's pray that you would bless the teachers with inspiration and that we could have good discussions. Guide and direct us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.